This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome. Glad you're here. Sorry it took me a moment or two there to get things situated because we're working on a little puzzle here in the studio. And it's about a 1,000-piece puzzle. And I would normally be about like the 250 mark, you know. Anything above that, come on. You know, I like the big pieces, and about 10 is ideal. But, okay, I can go to 100 once in a while. This was 1,000 pieces.
I'm a giant Jenga guy.
And every one of these pieces of the puzzle that we have here is a very important component of this whole impeachment mess of trying to figure out where we find ourselves right now, okay? But the difficulty is, I don't know if you've ever tried to do a 1,000-piece puzzle in the middle of a 10,000-piece puzzle. It gets a little hectic, and that's what's going on right now. That's what I think we're all having to endure. It's like drinking from a fire hose of details.
And so basically, you're putting together a metaphoric puzzle, and Kevin's putting together a real one over there? Is that what I just heard?
Don't confuse me any further.
What?
But we have a number of just unbelievable guests today. We're going to get to all that, but I really want you to think about what puzzle piece you believe is most important in this, because we need to put our heads together, and this audience is the greatest in talk radio, number one rated radio program on the Northern Plains, and that means numbers. That's just sheer ears. I was going to say earballs. We don't have earballs. We only have eyeballs and earballs. Anyway,
you really need to clean those out every now and then, Scott.
What I would tell you with a hand on a stack of Bibles is you will find no greater audience when it comes to faith, family, freedom, standing for the vision of the founding fathers, revering our Constitution than this audience. And that's why you're so important. And if there were 10 of you, it'd be a big deal, but there's a lot more than that of you across the Northern Plains. So you're important in this, and I want your puzzle piece that you're hanging on to so we can do this together as we go forward, okay? As I mentioned, a lot of things going on in the program today. One of them is what I'm about to do right now, and that is talk with a hero, someone that has served this country and ended up with some significant challenges medically as a result of that, and found help at a clinic that is doing some amazing work. The Hyperbaric Clinic in Fargo is something you've heard me talk about before. Hyperbaric treatment is something you've heard me talk about for decades. We've talked about it for a long time on this program. And because we know people, our friend Rusty Ort being a prime example, our official ambassador to the veterans of this great country, the one and only Rusty Ort. But the Hyperbaric Clinic today is getting a special visitor. That special visitor is the Secretary of the Veterans Administration. Secretary Wilkie will be there today. There's been some announcements recently that Senators Hoeven and Kramer have put out related to hyperbaric oxygen treatment, and specifically the VA starting a pilot program adding Fargo to the other clinics. And Dr. Daphne Denham is here. She is the proprietor of this wonderful clinic. She has uprooted her life, moved her family to Fargo to make a difference with this. And it's happening. Visits from the VA secretary don't happen every day. Visits from senators don't happen every day. They continue to happen. But I wanted her to tell us about someone she has working for her that has been helped by this treatment. Dr. Denham, tell us about Ty.
Tyler Aronson was a corporal in the U.S. Marine Corps in the infantry from 2002 until 2006. He was officially diagnosed with PTSD in December of 2005, and we met him in June of this year, and I'm going to turn the phone over to Tyler and let him tell you his story.
Hello.
Hey, Tyler, how are you?
I'm great.
God bless you, and thank you for your service. Semper Fi.
Hoorah.
So tell me, June to now, how hyperbaric oxygen treatment in the clinic that Dr. Denham runs here in Fargo has helped you.
Oh, I hope you got some time on your hands, but, well, when I, pre-treatments, I guess, I suffered from all sorts of stuff. I mean, I have had one flashback before, and they had to put me in a coma, in a medically induced coma for 3 days to get me out, and I don't remember much of it at all. But some other things are like bad dreams are pretty much becoming normal. I avoided everything, basically, you know, locking myself in my house because, you know, I mean, you have to, had a hard time dealing with people, you know. And, like, my startle response, I had like, angry outbursts. I was really quick temper and stuff like that. And it was so frustrating because it was impossible to control and nothing else.
I mean, I can't even imagine. Of course, it's not you doing all of that. It's obviously an injury to the brain that is causing you to do that. That's something we all need to keep in mind. It's not the person that's doing that. They have an issue, no different than if they're going in to get treatment for cancer. You got to have chemotherapy. So you got your therapy in the form of hyperbaric oxygen. How quickly did you start feeling different?
See, that varies for everybody, but me, it was the first treatment. I felt a little different, like, but I thought, oh, you know, maybe it's just like, you know, cause I've had a bunch of friends across the United States that have done it, and I've never heard one of them say that anything, like, they all had really amazing experiences. So I guess my hopes were set pretty high to begin with. But then, I didn't know if that was, like, me wanting, you know, something to happen so bad that I was, like, inventing it in my head. But sure enough, about five treatments in, maybe, you know, I mean, it gradually got more and more, like, it was so overwhelming. It's like sensory overload, but it's a good problem to have. For a guy like me.
You're coming to life. You're coming back to life. Yeah.
Yeah, and and it's different. It's like you went to sleep you got a cloak put on your head, and then you know they pull it off and you look around and you're like, you've destroyed so many parts of your life, you know.
You know what that is? That's a miracle, what you just described.
It's extremely hard to put it back together, but that's a good problem to have. I'm kind of working through that right now, but
it's a miracle.
That's why I joined up here. I believe in their mission so much because it helps so many things. I mean, I had carpal tunnel and I got in there and it went away. Like I guess I'd have trouble believing it if I hadn't gone through it myself. But I want everybody to know that it is the real thing. And if you want to get better, like truly get better and stay better, this isn't something that just, you know, you get and then it lasts for a week and like, you know, like a medication or something, you know, and then when you're out, it quits working. I'm still waiting, but it ain't.
It's the enthusiasm in your voice is really, really wonderful. to hear. You got a lot of joy having this new lease on life thanks to this hyperbaric oxygen treatment. You heard how he was prior to June. Now you hear how he is now. And he's, by the way, working at the clinic, which I think is kind of too cool.
Yeah,
well.
Yeah, I'm working here now. Yeah,
that's awesome.
I'm actually the veteran point of contact for the clinic. I used to be a claims representative up at the VA. So
good for you. Hey, Tyler, we'll see you later today with the secretary. Congratulations on your progress, and thanks again for your service. We really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you very much.
Tyler Erlandson, U.S. Marine, another story. And by the way, folks, I can go over and over and over those again and again and again. It's pretty amazing. Hyperbaric Clinic is available at, trying to remember their website, 701-532-2426. Or online at healingwithhyperbarics.com. Healingwithhyperbarics.com. Concussion, sports injury, comprehensive wound care, PTSD. I mean, all the TBI. It's pretty phenomenal. It really is. Fun show today, folks. A lot coming up. Steve Moore, Ed Morrissey, great reporter. He's got a lot of puzzle pieces. I want you to tell me when we come back what the puzzle piece is you think is most important, would you? 800-228-0550. And before we end up today, we're going to do drones, planes, and people. Brought to you by Grand Sky and EyeSight RPV Services. Stay tuned. It's coming up.
Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardton, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardton ethanol plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. The whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase. Simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. High percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn and basically look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here in Richardton for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardton. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardton, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org. A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess, working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm NDFlagpoleGuy.com, and I'm here to announce the arrival of Melissa. Melissa is ND Flagpole Guy, Flag Girl. Melissa came aboard to advance the overwhelming request for American-made flags. If you have large flags and are looking to make them fly longer, call Melissa and get on her flag rotation routes. Flag rotation is a great way to increase the flag's life, so email Melissa at NDFlagpoleGuy.com to inquire about our flag rotation schedule. And thank you.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Good time since you know when. That's Luke Combs right there. I know that. Saw him in concert on Saturday night. Good concert, too.
Where was that?
Target Center.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
No, I'm sorry, XL Energy Center. XL. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
I got Target Center on my brain because Donald Trump, you know what I'm saying? 10th of October. Yeah, no, it was good. I didn't know that he sang the song, but he has a song about his dad. His dad was dying, I think, and his dad talked to him, you know, the kid's saying, I'm worried about, you know, once you die, Dad, and then he's saying, you don't need to worry. It's a good song. I can't remember it. Fine.
Even though I'm leaving?
There you go.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll do that a little later on. Anyway, a little Luke Combs for you on the program we call What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part today by DAC Diesel. CJ and the team over there are hard at it, and they always are, and they are busier than they've ever been right now. That means what, folks? Something's going on. So if you're not satisfied completely with the diesel service you're getting somewhere else, it's time to do a switcheroo and go to someone that lives, breathes, sleeps, and eats diesel 100%. That'd be CJ. I was expecting a comment from Todd on that. Lives, breathes, eats? Seriously, eats? He's saying eats diesel? Not literally, Todd. I was saying figuratively that, you know.
Say.
You know. Anyway.
Pretty metaphoric today, aren't you?
They even do house calls. I get a kick out of that.
What you're saying is he puts together a lot of 10 billion piece puzzles over there.
You're not going to give up on increasing our puzzle size, are you? 20 plus years experience on the job, but that's really all he's done. Call him, 701-258-5011. Get on the docket. Get on their schedule there for repair and maintenance of anything diesel. Or go to DACDiesel.com. 22 past the hour. What's your puzzle piece? This texter says, why I fight is my puzzle piece. Okay, you got me interested. This is an email, actually. Tomorrow is a day that many unborn children have an appointment with death at our state's only remaining abortion facility. Will you ask your listening audience to join 40 Days for Life volunteers in praying that the love of God will invade and melt the hearts of all the women scheduled for abortion tomorrow, causing them to turn back from the doors of death? She goes on to say, may our Lord give them dreams and visions of their unborn children, causing them to choose life for their child and them. Remind me about the dreams part. I want to come back to that, but I'm going to finish her commentary and not interweave the text here. She goes on to say, North Dakota has only one remaining abortion facility. Let's pray and fast to close this facility, making our beloved state of North Dakota a sanctuary city for the unborn. I like that. I like that. A place where no more babies die and no more women cry. 40 Days for Life is on right now. For more information on how to get involved in this life-saving effort, go to 40daysforlifend.com. I get it. So your puzzle piece meaning is that's a reason that you want to fight. In other words, if you're taking all those puzzle pieces, what I was saying with the puzzle piece is that I find myself hearing 20 things a day that I think, oh, gosh, that's it. You're right. And if you could just sort of put those together, you'd have this pretty well done. I want to know what your puzzle piece is, what you're saying. For instance, I'll give you one of mine. Rudy Giuliani. The guy is the Energizer Bunny. He's like 80 years old. And he's been running all over the world getting to the bottom of this story. And when you hear him talk, he's not pulling stuff out of his rear end. He actually is giving you facts. Right?
Mine's Hunter Biden. Yeah, and you're literally missing the missing piece.
Well, but
where is he?
Where is he? So the fact that he's been nowhere. Here's another missing piece. And Rudy Giuliani says as much. I'll play it for you, what Rudy thinks the missing piece is here in a moment. So stay tuned for that coming up. Your calls, questions, comments, welcome. Here's the telephone numbers, folks. Sometimes I don't give these often enough because I want somebody right now when they think of something or they're answering that question, this is what is keeping me going. This is my puzzle piece to... No, 800-228-0550 is the way to go. 701-258-0550. Which piece of the puzzle is most important for you? What's most important? What are you glomming on to? You know what mine is? Aside from Rudy? And Rudy's ties to yours. Rudy, to me, has the Hunter Biden story. And I think this is the interesting bit of palace intrigue on this, folks. Somebody stole my phone, which they should never do in the show because I have a million texts to read. But we'll read Todd's text. So, Todd, you can text Todd at 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503. Or call us at 800-228-0550. The other one that I think is important, if what they're saying Donald Trump did, based on this whistleblower's complaint and the transcript, right? Why would they have to embellish so much? They never say exactly what he said and say, isn't that terrible? They say, he's telling them they need to get involved and take out Joe Biden for his campaign. He didn't say that. You know, Nancy Pelosi yesterday, the clip we played for you, you know, saying that, you know, he's wanting them to get involved. They're adding things that aren't true. Why?
So they control the narrative.
Don't have a very good story for real, so you got to gin up some other stuff. And so that's the puzzle question. I think what Jody here is saying related to the issue for her being the unborn child is that's why you fight. That's why you care. That's why you pay attention. I'll give you one more in a minute from Rudy. I want that Twitter one we had earlier. You got okay. You know what I'm talking about, that Chris Berg was talking about? Wayne in Wheaton, Minnesota. What's on your mind, Wayne?
Good morning. Good morning.
Hi there.
Thank you a lot for your show. And I listened to Bernie and those guys the other night at the debate, and he claims 400,000 jobs have been lost since Trump got into office. But then they turn around, and the way I understand that there's 1,180,000 Mexicans legally can come across the border a year, and they, the Democrats, want to increase it another million. But how are they going to do this? There's supposedly 400,000 jobs lost right now, and they want to bring another million across, and he never once said how they were going to cover all those jobs.
Well, this is another reason we fight, because they have a very different vision of what that border should be, and it's pretty much just open.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm going, so who's going to take care of those additional million people coming to this country, and where are they going to put them?
And what kind of conditions will they be living in, and what kind of a detriment is there to the economy? Look, people that need help, people that are legitimately refugees, legitimately asylum seekers. Look, I think the United States has proven over and over and over and over and over again, and has continued under Donald Trump, to be a very generous and opening and welcoming country. He's doing what FDR did. He's doing what FDR did, Wayne. FDR said, well, time out. I think FDR went to zero. Maybe you can research that for me, Todd. I think FDR went to zero at some point after the massive influx that came through Ellis Island and said, we got to just get caught up here, right? So, this is just a time to say, whoa, 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 because some people are using this for political gain. You're absolutely right, Wayne. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Stay tuned.
What's it like to live the good life in Watford City? We're asking Karen George.
It's not every day somebody buys a house, and buying a house is a big deal and a big decision. And when you can help someone who came from nothing, who didn't have great credit, and now they've got great jobs and they're making great money, and you can help them see that, look, you could actually have the American dream. You could own a home. That's a big deal. You know, that's a big deal. And it's so good to be part of that.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Three U.S. House committees want Rudy Giuliani, the president's lawyer, to turn over documents related to his efforts with Ukraine. Giuliani's now being investigated for allegedly pressuring Ukraine to probe former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter. Giuliani, who has yet to say whether he'll comply with the subpoenas, insists that where there was corruption regarding Ukraine, it involved the Bidens, and not him, and not President Trump.
Is there anybody that believes that Ukraine or China were paying for Hunter Biden's expertise? Or do you have the common sense to realize they were buying Joe Biden's office.
He was speaking on Fox News. Nuclear talks between the U.S. and North Korea to resume this week. A top-ranking North Korean diplomat says they'll start on Friday. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil, it's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Why are we going early? That's getting us in win twins mode. Win twins mode.
Had to be the stinking Yankees.
That's right, Minnesota Twins. Playoff baseball. I don't sense a lot of confidence from people, Twins fans mainly, that they're going to beat the Yankees. I think that's ridiculous. I think they're going to beat the Yankees.
Ooh. I'm absolutely down with beating the Yankees.
You look how much adversity they have undergone this year and yet won. That's guts right there. And that's what it takes to beat the Yankees. So I'm saying they're going to win.
Friday, Saturday, first game, 6:05 on front of Central Time.
Among my greatest
4:05 on Saturday.
Among my greatest memories in all of sports is the Minnesota Twins winning the World Series in 87 and 91. Yeah. It was just so fun.
We were in a packed sports bar in Phoenix, Arizona, with nothing but Minnesota people.
I was there for a few games. I do remember the one night where, see you tomorrow night. Remember that one?
Yep.
I was at a hockey game coming back at Players Sports Bar in South Washington in Grand Forks, and literally Kirby hits it, and that's when he said, well,
yep,
see you tomorrow night.
That was 91.
And I dropped all the equipment I had for the hockey show that we were doing after. Just dropped it. Like, yes, yes, yes.
See, that, the game seven.
That's awesome. What we need again right now. Let's do it.
Both those Twins World Series wins, I was living in the South, so in 91 I was like the enemy of everybody.
Oh, yeah, I was Atlanta, too. So
it's Friday, and it's going to be epic, folks. It is absolutely going to be epic. By the way, we're brought to you today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future from the Late Night Energy Council. And you know what? Thursday, we're going to be broadcasting live from the Bismarck Event Center because they're having the full conference. Looking forward to that. And if you haven't had a chance to participate in that, check out the Late Night Energy Council website. They'll get you all the details. But from the drag line to the electric line, the late night industry, where the power plants are located right next to an 800-year supply of low-cost lignite. That's how we keep your home comfortable in the summer and the winter with reliable and affordable electricity. Somebody that's actually been to those mines and seen that firsthand, even been on the drag line, and it might have been just a little bit chilly. It was like February and 30 below, but no big deal, was our next guest, the one and only Steve Moore. Hello, sir. How are you?
Get hit with that huge snowstorm in the northwest, or is that
we did not. It just was inches away from us in Montana, but it did make it. Yeah.
Wow. Well, it's 85 degrees and sunny in Washington. little different weather pattern out here.
I was there last week, actually, and it was muggy as all get out. I couldn't believe it.
It was really muggy. And by the way, you know, when that huge snowstorm hit with, 2 feet of snow in some of these western states, the media didn't cover that because that doesn't, that doesn't jive with their global warming story, right? You know?
Yeah. Or their, impeached Trump story, which seems to be, 99% of what they do right now. Steve, by the way, for folks, I want to just remind you that that Steve Moore is one of the reasons you have a better tax treatment right now, because he and Larry Kudlow, before he was working for the president, and also Art Laffer, put together some advice for the president, and the president took it. I mean, so he has done us a lot of good by advising the president on this, and the president, I think, is a prime example of why I love Donald Trump as president. He relies on experts, and you guys put together a heck of a package.
I had a piece in the Wall Street Journal yesterday that shows that, are you sitting down, Scott?
I am.
That the income gains for average middle-income families since Trump was elected president from January 2017 through the end of July of 2019. You know how much the incomes are up?
Tell me.
$4,100. $4,100 for the average middle-class family. You know, Elizabeth Warren is running around the country saying, oh, only the rich and the big corporations have benefited from Trump's policies. No, $4,100. By the way, the numbers for August, I got a sneak preview of those. They look like they're up another $750. So almost $5,000 additional take-home pay for workers since Trump came into office. Here's the amazing thing, Scott. Those numbers are pre-tax. So they don't count the tax cut. When you include the fact that we also gave the average family about a $1,500 tax cut, you're talking about maybe $6,000 gains in income. I don't care what Nancy Pelosi says, that ain't crumbs.
No, it sure isn't. And don't you think that's why we have an impeachment inquiry going on right now? I mean, they know that the data like that supports a Trump reelection. They've got candidates that are floundering around. Do you not think this is why we're going through what we're going through?
Yeah, let me just correct one thing you just said. That this data doesn't signal a Trump reelection. It signals a Trump landslide reelection. I mean, we're talking about 40 to 42 states that Trump would win if those numbers continue to hold up for the next year. I mean, people don't vote against prosperity. I mean, they could put the guy in jail and he'd still win an election with these numbers. But of course, you know, the answer to your question is absolutely yes. You know, the Democrats will do anything but talk about the economy, jobs, education, healthcare, the things that people care about. All they want to do is investigate, impeach, have hearings and things and complain about things, but they don't have any solutions. Trump is out there every day coming up with solutions to these problems, whether it's energy, whether it's regulation, whether it's the tax code, whether it's dealing with some of these sinister powers around the world with China. He's doing it. And the Democrats, can you think of one thing the Democrats have said, any of these 20 clowns that they put on the stage as Democratic nominees for president, that would do anything that's good for the economy?
You know, quite the opposite, honestly, and move us towards a socialist America. I think that's more and more obvious all the time. I want to ask you a little bit about, we've been talking to the audience. Obviously, this is a lot going on, a lot happening fast, and you're trying to, sort of keep tabs on all of it. And I've likened it to, puzzle pieces. And, I find a few a day that I think are, oh, wow, that's perfect, that are just sort of things you hang on to that let you know, this is not going to be successful. This is a political operation that is 100% because they believe that Trump is on his way to re-election. They got to do something to change the narrative. So they're throwing this at him. But as you watch this impeachment, specifically to the whistleblower, specifically to the transcript and the other things they're trying to throw at it now with other countries and everything else, is there anything you point to say this is so obviously ridiculous? I mean, anything you take as an important puzzle piece in all this?
I'm not an expert on this because I'm not a lawyer. But I was very nervous. I got to be honest with you. Do I think what Trump said on that phone call was inappropriate? Absolutely, it was inappropriate. He should not have done it. And I lost a lot of sleep the night before the transcript was released. And I was like, oh, my God, I pray to God there's no, quid pro quo here. We said, hey, if you'll investigate Biden, we'll give you $100 billion. And, so I read the transcript the next morning. And by the way, I urge every one of your listeners, Scott, to read the transcript. You don't need the media to filter this. Read it yourself, right? And I did read the transcript, and I was like, oh, thank God. Now, you know, I said, I think he acted inappropriately, but there was no quid pro quo. Did you see a quid pro quo? I didn't see one.
No, they're creating one, which is why I'm not too worried about it, because if they can't even rely on the facts of the actual documents.
Exactly. What's the most amazing thing about the whole thing, Scott? The Democrats moved forward with impeachment, remember, a day or two before they even read the transcript.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, how ridiculous is that? They didn't even know what was said, and they were already. I mean, that shows you how deranged these Democrats in Congress are, that they, you know, after spending 2 years on Russia, which led to nothing, and except that it spent $60 million, and now, you know, they want to, you know, hamstring the country for another year with an impeachment. And my feeling was like, if you think he's such a horrible president, why don't you just go beat him at the ballot box? But they know they can't do that, Scott.
Yeah, I can't believe a Democrat's not saying that. Come on, why are we doing this? We're not going to get anything done. We're going to put House members in Trump districts and make them vulnerable. Let's just leave this to the election. I mean, that'd be the adult thing to do, but this is, and I have to talk to you. I was a little concerned when I read the transcript, not necessarily that it was inappropriate, that it was easily twisted. Okay,
yes.
that he was saying more than he needed to, right? Because he could have anybody tell him that. But as soon as the president says it, it's something different. But I don't see anything inappropriate in the sense that this conversation with the Ukrainian leader was a day after Bob Mueller flamed out. Okay, the testimony, and it just went nowhere. And he's asking about the 2016 election. He's asking about the election that he believes, and I believe rightfully so, he was harmed. He was the victim. He was the one they were going after. They've been trying to say he's the one that's orchestrating this, and it's, you know, interfering in elections and using Russia. None of it true. So what do you see as inappropriate in what he's saying?
I just don't like the linkages of saying, you know, hey, you know, why don't you investigate, asking a foreign, you know, country to investigate one of our politicians. I just don't think that was an appropriate thing for the president to do. Now, other people may have different opinions. I'm not a lawyer, so I wish he had not done what he did. But, you know, there's a difference between doing something that's inappropriate. And, like, a lot of times things Trump does, I love the guy, but sometimes he does things I scratch my head. Why did he do that? But I love the results. God, I mean, I love the results. We're producing more energy than ever. We're producing more jobs than ever. We have the lowest unemployment rate ever. We have the lowest inflation rate ever. We got the biggest wage gains ever. I love the results. So I think that's where the American people are. They don't always necessarily agree with what he does, but they love the way things are turning out. And I have to get off the call. I got to go over to the White House. I will be there. I got to go present these numbers on the economy to my buddy Larry Kudlow over there. So, Scott, I've got a higher calling right now, but love.
No, I understand. We're going to let you go for the president. Just tell me one quick thing. Is there anything in the economic numbers that worries you? Anything that we need to be concerned about?
Yes, the manufacturing numbers are really weak now. The manufacturing has really slowed down considerably, so I'm very nervous about that.
That's a trade effect, right? Trade deals.
Yeah, it is. It absolutely is.
Yeah. All right, you go get him,
sir. Scott.
Good to talk to you. Steve Moore, by the way, he is the co-founder of the Committee to Unleash Prosperity. Can you say it any better than that? The Committee to Unleash Prosperity. When he writes, and it goes in the Wall Street Journal, it's rock-solid data that nobody else provides. Nobody else provides. So he's a good resource for you. He you know, and he is a puzzle piece. It's one of the reasons I asked him to come on the program. He's the puzzle piece because he is one of the advisors that helped get us this economic plan that is unleashing all the success. Now, one of the reasons the president could fight trade deals was because all of those things had been put in place, and are we going to give up a little? Yeah. I didn't want it to last this long, obviously, but let's take this on. Let's take this on. So they did do that, and bit by bit there's progress. There'd be great progress right now. Nancy Pelosi wasn't worried about impeachment. It's worried about the USMCA. Why are we not worried about a deal that has been agreed to by all three of our partners with our biggest trading partners, Canada, Mexico, a new deal, a better deal? One reason it isn't now law of the land and benefiting our farmers and ranchers and others in manufacturing. Guess what that reason is? Starts with a P, ends with S. Yeah, good luck on that one. More after this on What's On Your Mind.
This is your invitation to take flight at the Williston Basin International Airport. XWA. Community Day is Saturday, October 5th. We'll be broadcasting live on What's On Your Mind for a preview on Friday the 4th, too. XWA is the first ground-up commercial airport built in the Midwest since the 40s. Be a part of history. Come see XWA, the all-new Williston Basin International Airport, during Community Day, Saturday, October 5th. Find out more at xwaproject.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com.
Something you need to know about A.K. Thompson and Sons. They're everywhere. They really are. They are everywhere. And they do it all. I mean, from, you know, every kind of residential service you can imagine, from, you know, putting piping in for your grill to humidifier installation, the furnace, air conditioner replacements, bathroom remodels, they do all that. Commercial services are what I spend a lot of time talking about because I've seen the difference they make to the bottom line of over 1,000 different businesses throughout North Dakota. Pretty amazing. They maintain a mechanical heating cooling system, sometimes more of the systems and the operations in the plants and buildings, 1,000+ all throughout the Northern Plains. Find out how they can help you do that with Link Service at hatandsons.com, hatandsons.com. com. Off-air caller on the question of the day. Roll that, Todd.
Hey, good morning, Scott. I'll give you a piece of the puzzle. I don't understand how Bernie Sanders can run for presidency when his wife gets caught transferring funds out of a bank for their election. Isn't that against the law? You got Elizabeth out there trying to tell everybody she's a Native American and she's not. That's pretty much lying, is it not? And taking money from donors or high-dollar donors, she said, but I guess that's probably not illegal. But you got Joe Biden playing golf with his son and two people from Ukraine, and he gets a $50,000 a month job while he's in office, and his kid's flying on the plane. I mean, and we're going to go down the road of impeachment for our president of the United States? I mean, the common sense in American people ought to understand that that's against the law. These people should not even be allowed to run, but they're gonna, because the common people like you and I, they don't want us in this country. They want to control us. Pretty soon we're going to be standing in a bread line, and that's exactly what they want. They don't want you and I to get ahead or anywhere else. This is the Democrats' country, according to them. Maybe we just ought to eliminate the Democrats. That wouldn't be real hard, would it? Come on, America, stand together.
Come on, America, stand together.
Vote them out.
Do you remember the dream?
Fire them all.
You remember the dream I told you guys about?
Yeah.
Yep. You know, on, what was that, Thursday night? Told you about it Friday morning? First time I've ever talked about a dream on the radio, I think. But it was just so vivid and so interesting. But that was part of that, you know, right? You know, steel yourself. Texter here says, one puzzle piece I have is praying. And, well, that's not a puzzle piece that in the sense that I'm thinking of, right? But it's a puzzle piece that's keeping that person going. Makes sense. Texter says, what is the conservative solution to abortion? This is a classic case of, I don't know the political motives of this particular texter, obviously, but when you say, okay, what's your solution? So the idea is that the only possible thing you can do when you have an unplanned pregnancy is kill the baby. There's no other option. You don't want the baby? You're forgetting how the baby was made? Because, you know, that could have been prevented. I know surefire solutions for that. But we just jumped to say, well, they didn't want it. 60 million times worth since the Roe versus Wade decision. Now, where I think the conservatives who are pro-life deserve a lot of credit, is they don't just run around saying you shouldn't have an abortion. They write checks. They volunteer. They help set up and run and organize entities that provide help. They say, we'll give you an ultrasound. When you find out if you have a baby there or not, you decide, you want us to help you? That would be, well, parenting classes, all kinds of different things. Yeah, there's a lot of different things they can do. And they do, I think, very, very well. So, and there's a laundry list of things I could tell you that, you know, conservatives would I think conservatives recognize this is a life-changing crisis for many people who end up with an unplanned pregnancy. And all they're trying to say is the solution the world wants you to pick, just get rid of the problem, is going to be with you for a lifetime. They're trying to prevent the pain. They care for both. That'd be what I'd contribute. Others can do what they want. Okay, can you play Rudy Giuliani's interview with Maria Bartiromo on CNBC?
There's a piece of it.
No, she used to be on CNBC. Now she's on Fox Business. Anyway, interesting take here on one of the things that I think is missing from this fight that Rudy identifies here. Listen closely if you can see what you think he's saying.
How come this is taking so long? Because the half of the country still thinks he colluded. You know that.
Maria, I have to be very discreet about this, but when my fellow Republicans criticized my doing this investigation, who was doing it if I didn't do it? We have a Senate. They've known this corruption by Biden.
Lindsey Graham's going to do a deep dive. Where is it?
Excuse me, I love Lindsey, but I can't help but think the fact that he's an ex-senator. Look, these facts have been out there.
By the way, the ex-senator he's talking about, when I first heard that, I thought, what the heck? Do you think Lindsey Graham's an ex-senator? But he's talking about Biden. He's saying the fact that Biden is an ex-senator would cause the senators to be less gung-ho on investigating him. But this is ridiculous. Everybody's getting a subpoena notice in Washington, D.C. right now. Everybody that has an R behind their name. Why aren't the Bidens by a Republican-led Senate? I come back to the fact that, you know, deep dive or not, get going.
I think they're going to.
Find out. Maybe they are. Maybe they are. And remember, he told us, fight smart. We got to fight smart. Let's hope so. You tell me what you think at 800-228-0550. More coming up.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.